Start us with a testimony of how the Lord used this trip in your life, brother.
Well, I think you took all of my notes. That was everything I was going to say. So we had a great time. Thank you, though. I asked him in the back. I said he had a lot of things going on. I said we've got like what 15 minutes or so, and he was like, what? Huh? No, let's keep it a little bit quicker than that. First of all, I want to say thanks for the opportunity to go. Never been on a mission trip. Didn't really know what to expect on a mission trip. I know some of the girls have gone to Africa, and I heard about all the bugs and sleeping on dirt, and so I didn't have any idea what to expect. But the first praise I want to give is praise to God for the trip itself. We had no issues whatsoever on our travels. We had to change planes both ways. I didn't ask. Did everybody got all their stuff when we got back to Atlanta, as far as I know? No check, no lost baggage. I mean, none of that. We just didn't have any issues. So it was really great. By the way, did you apologize yet to him about the plane?
Which one?
Stranger. Not Brad. Tyler. About the plane size. Did you ever apologize
to
him about that?
I have.
Okay, so
that's
coming.
Thank you for reminding me. Tyler, see me after the service.
So. That's a funny story in and of itself, so I think you're going to have to tell that one. So first of all, so no issues there. But the first thing that impressed me, other than the flight in, Jeff and I were pretty close to each other. And when we flew in on the plane, just the beauty of Nova Scotia. There were lakes everywhere. Dense forest everywhere. It was just absolutely beautiful if you like the country look. So that was the first thing that impressed me. But then the second thing that impressed me was when we got there, Pastor Randy had to meet us there. It was a 2.5-hour trip. He had to meet us there with a van so that we could get all of our gear and all the personnel all the way back to Digby. And as we were loading stuff up, when I went up there, he said, "Hey, you must be Derek." And I had no idea how in the world he knew my name. So something was going on. We didn't know what it was yet as a team. I didn't know what it was yet, but something was going on. So we get to the houses, and the next thing that goes right along with this is when we go to our rooms, there was this huge sack on my pillow. Jeremiah had one. Timothy and Daniel had one. We were staying in the same house. So we kind of said it was late. It was probably about 10:30, somewhere around there. We sat down and looked, and there was a note, and it was from one of the families at the church. I had Oliver and Arlene was who mine was. So come to find out, what's happened is they had our pictures that we took back here, the Nova Scotia team, and they picked somebody that they were going to pray for.
Yes, bro.
Leading up to us getting there. So not only were y'all praying and we praying about going, but they were praying about us coming.
Yes.
And were thoughtful enough to go ahead of time and to make these small gift bags just to say, you know, to welcome to be here. So the sleeping arrangements was a little bit different than what I had expected. It was not a dirt floor, but it was pretty close with Jeremiah. Jeremiah and I were buddies for the week. And didn't know we were going to be so close to each other. We actually stayed in a house, Nikki and Kevin Lewis, that do not even attend Pastor Randy's church. They're just Christians on this road and let us stay there. And they were gone, what, Jeremiah, from Sunday until about Friday. We had the house to ourselves. No, we were never there, but we had it to ourselves. But we walked in and there's one bed for two fellas. And it's not a big bed, it's a little bed. And it's a full-size bed. And so Jeremiah automatically takes my side of the bed when I'm at home. So we're already getting off to a bad start. So I slept on my left-hand side most the entire time. I would go to sleep. He would be laying there. As soon as he laid down, he'd get quiet, quit Snapchatting, and I could hear his breathing start. And I knew he was gone. So I'd put my tablet down and roll over on my side, and that was it till the next morning. And one night he did get a little army. We had to push him back over to the other side. And I think it was Thursday night. I was laying on my side and I woke up. So I rolled over onto my back and I looked over and I was nose to nose with him. There was enough room for Brentson on the other side. And then the last morning, I woke up, it was a little bit chilly, except for my feet, because that's the only thing that was covered. The covers came across my ankles and right over to Jeremiah. He was wrapped up in them. But no, we had a great time. I really did. And but I guess the thing that hit me the most was, you know, we were there to serve. And Jeff will be able to tell you how he felt about this. You know, we went up there to work, and which was no different than what we'd be doing here. You know, work is work, no matter who you're doing it for. And that's what we went to go do, was to help them out, just to serve them. But then we started, the people were so nice, we started eating breakfast and lunch and supper. And then Michelle, bless her heart, would always have something for us when we came back from Bible school that night. So it'd be 10 o'clock at night. We'd have another meal. And I'm not talking about, you know, some popcorn. I'm talking about another meal. We came back one night and there was 10 live lobsters sitting on the table. She did a lot of work for us. So I wound up coming back blessed because of them. You know, we went to serve, but I feel like I wound up being served. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that I brought back was, you know, they're a long way away from us, but we're just a kindred spirit with these people. And I think that's everywhere. That's just the only place that I've ever been. The food was fantastic, but now I will eat anything. Some of the people had a little trouble with certain things, but I even came back with some of that dulse. I've been handing that out. It's a seaweed, and it tastes, to me, it tasted good. You liked it, didn't you? Yeah. And but that was about the two of us, I think. Two more things, and I'll quit. You know, when we signed up for this, I didn't know who was signing up. I figured he was going, and that was about it. And signed up for this. I just don't think it could have been a better team that went. I think God put the 16 right people on this team.
Amen.
We just seemed to gel so well together. We had the enthusiasm of the young people, you know, the wisdom of Ricky. Not that you're old, Rick, but and I think we got to know each other on a different level, especially with me and Pastor Brinson. Just, you know, seeing him at 7 o'clock in the morning, seeing him at 10 o'clock at night, and all that in between, you get to know people. And so I think it was an excellent team. And the last thing I wanted to say was, this goes along with being served. When we left, Michelle gave us every one of us a letter. Yeah. It was called a plane letter. And they do this with their family when somebody's leaving. And you wait till you get on a plane at some point in time and you read this letter. And she had taken the time to write 16 people an individual letter just for you. And they're just really special, special people. And so I just really came back with a huge love for them.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Derek. Well, I was just thinking, Brother, your testimony, you need to count your blessings, Brother Derek, that bed wasn't a twin size, okay, Brother? If it would have been, Jeremiah would have been sleeping on the floor. But anyway, well, thank you, Brother. That was a blessing. And we'll just maybe have one or two more before we show our pictures. Is anybody else wanting from the team like to go ahead and give a testimony? Anybody that's wanting to give one? Andrea, all right. We'll let you go ahead and I'll go ahead and do this for you because I see you usually do that. So try to. Thank you, sister.
I will use it. Sorry, wasn't just right. I didn't know what to expect about this trip either because I've never been on a mission trip, never even considered it until this time when God laid it on my heart to go. But like Derek said, I don't know if I was a blessing to anybody, but I know they were all a blessing to me. That church family welcomed us from the time we walked in the door. Well, the Reislinger family, first of all, welcomed us from the time we got there, made us feel like they'd known us all our lives and had never met us before. The church family did the same. It was just, they were just so loving and welcoming to us. And, I mean, and Michelle, like Derek said, I mean, we ate two suppers every day, y'all. I'm going to have to go on a diet from a mission trip. How many people say that? I mean, I ate well. I mean, they fed us so many choices for, like, lunch and supper. There was, like, three and four choices of the main dish. It was like, I want to eat it all, but I really can't or don't need to eat it all. But I tried. Believe me, I tried. and then also what was such a blessing to me is to watch these young adults and their servant's heart that they had on this trip. I mean, all of us older adults that are mamas and daddies, I mean, we knew why we went there. We knew we were going to serve, and we, of course, serve because that's what we do as parents all the time to our children. But these young adults, they don't have to serve, you know, and they don't necessarily serve on a regular basis like they did on this trip. And they worked themselves hard all week long. When we put in that insulation that day, nobody had experience with insulation that was working with it except for Ricky and Jeremiah. Nobody else, as far as I know, had ever even seen insulation like this and the packages like this in their lives. But they got in there, they said, what do we do? And they got in there and they worked hard and they knocked that stuff out and nothing flat. We were done really by lunchtime. We just had a little bit left to do. And it was a whole basement, a ceiling. They did great. And then with the wood, too, with the cutting of the wood and stuff, as far as I know, most of them had never done that before either. And they got in there and they had an assembly line and they knocked that out in nothing flat. And these little girls, I mean, you can expect the guys, big guys, of course, were picking up heavy logs. But these little girls were picking up heavy, big old logs and moving them around. Anyway, it was just all great to see them have a servant's heart and to serve the way they did. And I just want to thank everybody for everything they did. I want to thank you as a church family for anybody that gave to the love offering, anybody that supported the spaghetti supper, anybody that gave on an individual basis to any of us. I just want to thank y'all so much for the opportunity for me to be able to go and serve like we all did.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Andrea. That was a blessing. And maybe we'll have one more. Before we have our pitchers, anybody from the team want to give a testimony before we have our pitchers? Maybe everybody prefers to wait till after the pitchers. We can that'll be just fine. Brother Sam, are we ready to go on that? All right. Well, Jake, you hit those lights or whoever's by the lights, and we'll go ahead and show that now.